This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It was announced today that the Galesburg Public Library, after searching for a little bit of a period of time, has a new director. She is from this area, in fact. Noelle Thompson will take over next month after the previous director resigned a few months ago. So we're pleased to have some time to talk with Noelle Thompson tonight. Congratulations and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to speak with you today.
Yeah, very happy to have you, for sure. And I bet you're pretty excited about coming back home. Is that right?
I'm thrilled. Yeah, we've loved Galesburg and are really looking forward to getting back into the community.
So talk a little bit about background. You've been working in libraries for a little bit now, haven't you?
Yeah, I actually got my start at Monmouth College while I was a student there, working in their academic library, Hughes Library, and loved my time there. And then I've been with the Lee Scottsdale Public Library in Nebraska for the past 3.5 years or so.
What made you say that that was sort of the career path you wanted to take?
I just believe so strongly in what public libraries do, what all libraries do, but my heart's really with the public libraries, the impact that they have on their community, and just the range of how they can serve the people that use them. It just amazes me, and I just want to be a part of that, part of what they do in their community and how they provide education and information and enlightening resources for children and adults birth on up, and love that, and it really just hits home with all of my values. So it's where my heart belongs.
I think that part of that kind of answers my next question, but I'll ask anyway. How relevant would you say a library is to a community these days? And I think of that, of course, we think of a library. I think a lot of people still think of just books, but not necessarily all of the other things that libraries have come to do over the years.
Yeah, libraries are absolutely vital, as much today as ever before. And what libraries do is provide opportunities to access information, and that can take any form. Of course, books is one really important part of that, but so is technological assistance, and so is the opportunity to discuss important issues with your neighbors, and so is exposure to art and historical documents. I mean, that will always be relevant. And one thing that libraries offer that technology hasn't replaced is a space, a public space. And that's so important for us to provide for our community. And there's no other way to gain that. You know, there's no replacement for that that you can get from a smartphone, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's just so important, to provide a space where people can come together and learn together and solve problems together. And that can take any number of forms, and that's why libraries are so important, because they evolve with their communities.
I'm sure you've at least followed a little bit some of the news back in your home area here over the years, and one of the things that happened when the former community center next door to our studios here was sold and became a restaurant, I heard it said a few times by employees of the library that the library has become sort of an unofficial community center. Is that a fair assessment, given what you just said?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there are few places where you can go without having to spend money, without anything being required of you, and meet with people and get whatever work done you need to get done, or just hang out or catch up on the news. There's not a lot of places like that that are safe and welcoming, and libraries will always be that.
As you interviewed for the job, and probably, I imagine, talked with the library board, what sort of sense did you get from them in terms of direction or operation of the Galesburg Public Library?
You know, I've been following the library for a long time, not only when I lived there, but just following them on social media and staying up with the programs and resources that they've been offering. And they're really in a great place as far as the quality of their staff and the quality of their services. And so I'm really excited to just jump in and learn from them. They know the community better than anyone. The staff does, and their volunteers and boards as well. So I'm really eager to just spend some time with them, learning from them what works, what challenges they face, and then we'll tackle those from there.
So you don't see any sort of, not that I would expect you to say that there would be, you don't see any sort of sea change or anything like that, just sort of a business as usual type of a thing?
Well, I'm not going to jump in and turn everything upside down quite yet. They're doing a lot of things right. So what I want to do is support what they're doing right now, and be there to lift them up and create some sort of stability. You know, they've had some change in leadership over the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
So want to create some stability for the staff. A lot of them have been there a long time and have had to, you know, they've got interim directors right now. They've had to fill on and take on different roles. So I'd like to kind of smooth things over, make sure everybody feels like they're in a good place, and then we'll start to move forward from there.
That said, I know that you've heard about the efforts to try to get finally funding from the state to build a new library. If that were to happen during your tenure, do you think that could be a little nerve-wracking, or you think you could handle that?
You know, I'm thrilled for a challenge like that. I would love to hear feedback from the community on what they're desiring from a library. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with the staff. And everybody kind of has a wish list of what they want and what would make their job easier and what would serve the community better. And so to be a part of that process would really be a privilege to take that on. And I love a good challenge. So I would be eager to work with them on that.
Do you anticipate... Well, and it says somebody who's not even working in his hometown. Do you anticipate staying home for good or for at least long term here?
I love Galesburg. My family's there. My in-laws are close by, and I love what the Galesburg community is doing and how they've grown. So I plan on being there for a long time, and I have two children that I hope to raise there, and they can be part of the community as well. So that's my plan right now, is to set some roots.
You know, if you would have just been offered this job a couple of months ago, they would have been in the summer reading program.
One of my favorite times of year.
No kidding?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Look forward to that every year.
All right, so you start at the beginning of August, right?
Right, August 5th I'll start.
So in between then, I imagine you have some packing and some other job-related issues to take care of before you come back home for good, I trust?
That's right. I'm just finishing up my responsibilities as director of the Lee Scottsdale Public Library here in Nebraska, and we're working on packing up, selling our home, and we'll be moving in the next couple of weeks.
Are you? Do you feel you're leaving your current library in Nebraska in a good place?
Yeah, I'm really happy with where they're going. We've got a makerspace started that's actually opening Monday. So we've been working on that for a long time, and I'm happy to see that open and then send them on their way. And they've got an incredibly strong, passionate staff. And so they're in a really good position to move forward as well.
All right. Noel Thompson, incoming new director of the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks so much again for your time and congratulations. And we look forward to talking to you in person when you start next month.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you in person, and I appreciate the call.
And the public is invited to meet Noel Thompson in person in the library lobby on Thursday, August 8th. So she has a couple of days to settle in before she meets the public. 4 to 6 p.m. there'll be an open house at the library for Noel Thompson, becoming director of the Galesburg Public Library on August 5th. Kim Commando in sports coming up next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.